Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know it sounds pie in the sky. Free childcare? Sounds amazing. I had three kids. I spent so much money in childcare because I worked the whole time. It is expensive. But you know what? New Mexico has done it. New Mexico has become the first U.S. state to offer free childcare to all residents, regardless of income. So how did they do it? And who's paying for it? Elizabeth Groginski is a cabinet secretary for early childhood education in New Mexico, and she is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Elizabeth, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Jordana. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I would love to know if we can do this in Minnesota. I know that's not your expertise. We'll ask somebody else about that. But how did you get this passed in New Mexico? And what I really want to know is who is paying for it?
Yes. So we have been working on building a universal system for families and young children prenatal to age five for the last 7 years. So this kind of culminates a promise to New Mexico families. We have pre-K, a universal for four-year-olds, almost near universal for three-year-olds, got home visiting all across the state. And so childcare is the leading expense, probably next to mortgage, sometimes even more than your mortgage or rent. And we knew this was an important policy decision to make. And the state invested and started an early childhood trust fund in 2020 that has grown exponentially. And much of the money, most of the money for childcare is coming out of the interest from that fund.
And how talk to us about that fund. What makes up of it? And
yes,
where's that money coming from? And is that like a universal fund that will last forever? Or explain how you're funding it.
Thank you. Such a great question. That is the goal, that it lasts forever for generations to come. It is currently sitting at around $10 billion, and it started at $300 million in 2020. And it is, the money flows into the fund, excess surplus funds that come from oil and gas and federal mineral leasing. And those are the two sources of money that flow into the fund. And then it's the interest on that fund that we use to support the department's initiatives.
Wow, that's amazing and interesting that it wasn't increased taxes. It was this gas and oil fund, and you're using it to pay the interest. Using the interest. Yes, it's estimated to cost $600 million annually. Is it going to generate that much interest?
You know, currently the fund distributes $500 million to the department annually. There is also funding that we get through the land grant permanent fund, which the voters of New Mexico, 70% said yes, use a portion of that for early childhood. We use that to support our pre-K programs. And so there will be a need for some general fund potentially.
Sure.
And then, of course, we have federal funds and we use TANF funding in the state to support childcare as well.
Now, I'd like to know, it's my understanding through reading some information on this, that New Mexico has to create nearly 1,400 more childcare slots and also recruit 5,000 more teachers to meet the demand. You know, their centers have long wait lists, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't live there. Centers are having long wait lists. So how are you creating these slots, and do you have the workforce to hire 5,000 more preschool educators?
Yes, so we're focused a lot on our infant and toddler supply, so those children under the age of 24 months. We do know that we have to build supply, and we have been doing that. Our supply has grown by 22% over the last 4 to 5 years, and the number of people providing childcare has grown by 12%. We have the fastest growing early childhood workforce in the country, 64% increase in the last 4 to 5 years. So the indicators show that we are absolutely able to do this. We put $13 million into a low-interest revolving loan fund to get childcare providers access to capital so they can expand their businesses, start new businesses. We're working with our higher education institutions because many of them have lab schools, so they are able to use their capital dollars to also expand and build out more childcare in the university setting. And so we're pretty confident. We've been a state on the move. You look around the country, I'm sure you've seen most other states, the child care sector is actually declining. And so we know that it's important for us to build the supply, make child care accessible, affordable for all families in New Mexico, and make sure that our early childhood professionals are paid fair wages.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are talking to Elizabeth Gruginski, Cabinet Secretary for the State of New Mexico for Early Childhood Education, free child care for all families in the state. I would imagine, as with anything, when you talk about offering services like this widespread for free, that people push back and people question it, and that you had opponents to this. What were their arguments, and I guess how were you able to sell this to the people of New Mexico?
Such a good question, Adam. And the reality is we've been at 400% of the federal poverty level for our child care assistance program since 2022. 80% of New Mexico families are at or below 400%. And what we've seen is by helping our moderate income families, there was just a study done here in New Mexico that 29% of New Mexico families struggle to meet their basic needs, but yet make too much to get any help. And so this is about making sure that our families have that, you know, reduced financial burden, which reduces the stress on the family. Children get access to these quality learning environments, and our early childhood professionals get recognized and, you know, compensated at a wage that reflects, again, the value of what they're bringing to our families and to communities.
And I was reading it's about $18 per hour, and that's above the state minimum wage. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. The state minimum wage is $12 an hour. And the other thing, the thing that helps us here in New Mexico recruit the workforce is the Governor instituted free college, and the legislature funded that up to a bachelor's degree. So we've removed a lot of barriers to people going into this profession and to accessing higher credentials and degrees. And you're exactly right. providers don't have to pay those wages unless they want to opt into an enhanced rate where they'll get more money. They also have to stay open 10 hours a day, 5 days a week to make sure that our working families have access to that quality care. But that is an opt-in. That is not a requirement for providers who want to participate in universal child care.
What about, it's my understanding, it is universal, so even rich people in New Mexico would have access to free child care. What if they want to send their kids to some, you know, fancy-dancy preschool that, I don't know, potty trains the kids or whatever they do? So is it like a set fee that you give the parent, or does it cover even their fancy preschool?
That's another great question. So we actually pay the provider directly on behalf of the parent, and we do have a set rate, and that varies by the age of the child, the type of setting, and the quality level of that setting. So regardless of what your setting is, you can know right away what you're going to get paid for that child. And so that's why we're asking businesses to, you know, take the pledge, become a proud partner of Universal Child Care, and help strengthen our communities by helping families.
We talked about whether this would work in other states, specifically if this would ever, you know, be something for Minnesota. Well, we don't have the oil and gas revenues that New Mexico does. But on that question, and it's great that you have that and are able to use it for this purpose. But as you know, we are a society that seems to be pushing for more green energy, and that maybe we don't rely as much on oil and gas. If that happens, if we kept going in that direction, would those revenues drop where you wouldn't have the money available in the future?
Well, I think that, you know, what we're looking at, the forecast out, you know, we looked out to 2040, 2050, both these funds, the Land Grant Permanent Fund and the Early Childhood Trust Fund, will be growing. We have a wonderful state investment council that invests those funds. And I think in that 10 years or maybe even less, the state is really going to be supported by the interest on these funds.
Yep.
So that reliance on oil and gas, but I'm not going to pretend that I know all the ins and outs. But I think, you know, I think it's important that our governor and our legislature have put families at the center of their policy making. And they've said, we have revenues. We have, as our lieutenant governor says, these are investments, not expenditures. We're investing in our families and in the future of their children. And we all know the research is clear. This is the most critical and rapid and pivotal period of development in a human's life is these early years. So where children are, how their families are supported, is critical to our long-term outcomes for their well-being as well as our economic well-being as a state.
And the math really does work, Adam, especially if they're just working off the interest. They have a $10 billion fund, and if it's $600 million annually, if you're getting a 6% rate, you know, the math does math. And I don't even do math on this show, but it does work out. Just another question here, Elizabeth. What about the rural kids? What, because I know, you know, New Mexico is a vast state. Do they have access to this as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have 23 sovereign nations, pueblos and tribes in our state's border, too. And we're working with them, and they have wonderful early childhood centers, and their families also can have access to these resources. Our schools, our Head Start and early Head Start programs, they're strong partners with us. Hopefully they can also expand their amazing services to families, you know, who are, you know, above the 100% federal poverty and start offering those incredible early care and education services. So this is an all-in strategy. We're talking to industry leaders. Everybody knows the importance of having access to quality child care for families, for children, and for our economy.
I love how this is so clinical. You talked earlier about the infant and toddler supply, about how that increases. But at this, I mean, have you anticipated whether or not this is going to be a big attractant of families saying, hey, we moved to New Mexico, we got free child care.
Amazing.
Are you expecting that to be a big draw?
Yes, we hear it every day. We've got some, you know, some border states, and people are calling and saying, hey, I think we're going to move over to that town from this town, because it's just too enormous. The child care bill is strangling so many American families. And it shouldn't be that way, because they want what's best for their children. We want what's best for families, and businesses need a workforce that's focused and attentive and ready to come to work. So we have heard from people in Texas, in Arizona, in Colorado, and all over, and actually people who are from New Mexico who moved away and saying, I think I'm going to come home. Very importantly, we've talked to about 10 families who said, I was about ready to move. These are educators. These are police officers. These are firefighters. They were going to have to move to be closer to family, someone who could care for their children because they could no longer afford the child care bill. So we're happy that those families are now staying here. They're able to continue to do those jobs that we absolutely need in our state.
Elizabeth Gorginski, Cabinet Secretary for Early Childhood Education in the state of New Mexico. We so appreciate this education today, and good for you guys. You're doing it. You're enacting.
Thank you.
And it'll be interesting to see how, you know, as this progresses, how your state benefits and see how many other states will try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As Governor Lujan Grisham says, we are the blueprint, creating the blueprint for the nation. And we hope that other states do follow because American families deserve it.
Thank you. We'll stay in touch. This is a very cool story. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Thank you, Jordana. Thank you, Adam.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.